Today on Beyond the Headlines, we're talking about UNR's spring dance concert featuring guest artist Galeem Dance. The show is coming up on Thursday the 30th and runs through Sunday the 3rd in the Redfield Proscenium Theater right here on the UNR campus. My guests are Rosie Trump. She's assistant professor of dance here at UNR. Rosie, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And we also have Andrea Miller. She's founder and artistic director and choreographer of the New York-based company Galeem Dance. She's our artist in residence for the School of the Arts. Welcome to Nevada. Happy to have you here.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Now, you're working with our UNR students. How's it going?
It's a big process. We are asking a lot of them. We had a short sort of intense 2 weeks to teach the work in which we had to not only get the piece set on them, but bring them into our sort of culture of movement, and which includes improvisation and a very specific physicality, very athletic, cardiovascular, and there's a lot of artistry and choice making that the dancers get to make throughout the work. So it was a great process.
Now we'll get back to Galeem Dance and your processes and what your work actually looks like in just a moment. Rosie, what did the students think? How did they react when Andrea was trying to get them to understand what she wanted them to do?
You know, we have such great students here at UNR. They were extremely enthusiastic, very hardworking, and they were deeply challenged by what Galeem brought to the table for them. And I saw so much growth during the residency. They really came out the other end as a whole new set of dancers with new skill sets and an understanding of a different approach to the dance material that we would not have been able to provide them if it hadn't been for Galeem coming and offering their talent.
Now, I know that Galeem Dance Company, that education and teaching students is a very important part of your mission. You come all the way out here to Reno to work with our students. Tell me why it's so important for Galeem to spread the beauty of their dance.
Well, we found as a company that a lot of our classwork makes its way into the creative process of the works that we make. And so that doesn't just mean the teaching that we do within the company, but the teaching that we experience with non-dancers, student dancers, whether it's from our studio in Brooklyn or all the places that we tour to teach or perform. So we learn a lot about what we're trying to achieve artistically and communicating through classwork and meeting other students and artists. So it's been a big part of what we do from the beginning, and we're really happy that we're able to come to Reno and learn from the students and also share what we have.
Tell us about Galeem Dance and the work you're going to be performing for us. What is exceptional about your company?
Well, we're going to be performing two works. One is a duet for two men, and the other is a group piece for all eight dancers of the company. They're very different works, and I think what's special about this company is that there's something that I value, which is in the physical expression through movement. So it's a very demanding physical aesthetic. And at the same time, I'm asking the dancers to be very emotionally vulnerable and give themselves very openly and honestly to the themes of the piece that they're dancing. There's a very kind of almost invisible line between who they are as people and who they are as performers. So in addition to seeing a real moment on stage with a person who's experiencing one of the themes of these pieces, you're also seeing how they're translating that into a very physical and virtuosic language of movement. And I think that's what makes us a unique company, because I'm not trying to just speak to the dance community through movement-based work, but I'm also trying to address issues and relevant topics to it that would be maybe recognizable to anybody.
We're talking with Andrea Miller. She's founder of Galeem Dance, based in New York City, and she's our artist in residence right now at UNR. Also, Rosie Trump, assistant professor of dance here at the university. The Spring Dance Concert is coming up on Thursday, April 30th, and runs through Sunday the 3rd at the Redfield Proscenium Theater right here on the campus in the Church Fine Arts Building. Tickets are on sale right now at the Lawler box office, or you can get them at mynevadatickets.com. Now, Rosie, there's several things being featured in the Spring Dance Concert. Galeem is going to perform, students are performing, and some instructors as well. Give us a highlight of what's going to happen.
So for the Spring Dance Concert, we're going to feature the work of guest and faculty artists. So Kristen Avancino, Eve Allen, and myself are presenting choreography that the students will perform. We will also feature our special guest artist, Galeem Dance, with their professional company performing on the concert. And then we will also have the repertory work that they have set on our students being performed. They have a dance that has previously been choreographed and is usually performed by their professional company, and they're taking that choreography and teaching our students that choreography so that they can perform the repertory work.
And this is something called Pupil Suite.
Yeah.
How did the students react to the choreography?
I think there was probably a lot of icing and hot showers and it's, you know, sore muscles. I mean, that usually happens when you take on any new piece because it requires new muscles and new places of movement. But this is a very, very physical piece. And I think they really enjoyed the challenge. I felt them every day coming to the studio sort of hungry for what we were going to do next. And they had to take on also the responsibility of the improvisational moments within the piece. And so it's not fully choreographed. There's pockets of improvisation. And I think that brought a lot of ownership to the work, that they're not just learning something from somewhere else that they have to sort of interpret, but that this is also their place of expression.
That sounds like a great challenge for students.
It is. Andrea's work really values individuality, and so we also really get to see who our students are still as individuals within her voice as a choreographer.
I bet that was probably the scariest part for students, is the part where they have to do their own thing.
For some, you know, some people feel more comfortable in that place than learning phrases, and for others, it's the opposite. So you pretty much are challenging the whole spectrum of the room.
My guests are Rosie Trump, professor of dance here at UNR, and Andrea Miller. She's founder and choreographer for Galeem Dance. She's our artist in residence right now in UNR, and Galeem Dance is coming to perform with UNR students and faculty. The shows are Thursday, April 30th through Sunday, May 2nd in the Redfield Proscenium Theater at Church Fine Arts. Tickets are going to go fast. They're on sale at Lawler Events box office, or you can get them at mynevadatickets.com. Now, you're fleeing the country in just a few months. You're going to go overseas and do some stuff.
Yes, my company will be performing in Luxembourg and Stuttgart. I won't be with them because I'll be just giving birth, actually, the same week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.
You can check out Galeem Dance at galeemdance.com. It's spelled G-A-L-L-I-M, galeemdance.com. All the info you need on Galeem Dance right at the website. Now, if you'd like to find out what's going on here at the university or with our professor of dance, Rosie, her website is rosietrump.org. Rosie, thank you so much for being a wonderful guest artist to town to work with our students and provide something wonderful for our audiences to see. I appreciate all your efforts as far as dance goes here in our community. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's really been an honor, and we are so happy to have such wonderful artists here at the university and in Reno.
Andrea, thanks for taking time to come out and work with our students, and congratulations and good luck on the birth of your daughter.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.